Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, and on the phone we have Josie Rainbird from Green Fingertips, our resident Vectus Radio gardening correspondent. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning, Kitty.
Now, how are you and how is the world of gardening?
Oh, I'm wonderful. And the world of gardening is a little bit stressed at the moment with the weather that we've been having around the island. But I think it's coming through now. I think this next couple of weeks, we're going to be coming back into spring, running into summer.
Yes, indeed. The weather has been rather interesting, has it not?
Most definitely.
So what can we expect to be doing in our gardens in May? What sort of things should we be looking at?
Right, well, I've got a few ideas for you to help grow and support your garden this May. I'm looking at spring bulbs in particular on this one, because there's a lot going on with them at the moment. So your spring bulbs are probably going to be either going over or have already gone over by now. And they're looking a little bit tatty. So very important time of year for them, let alone us. And we need to give them a little bit more support at the moment. If they're staying in the ground, or if they're like a permanent feature in a container, now is a really good time to be giving them a feed, but a good potassium feed to get the bulbs going. Because when the bulbs grow nice, big and strong, next year's display is going to be twice as good as this year's, which is what we want. So a really good sort of potassium feed, like tomato feed, that's really good. Banana skins, they're really good. If you chop them up and dig them around the base of the plant, they're really strong and high in potassium. So they're really good when they rot down. They'll feed the bulbs up nicely. So that's a really good one to go for. And tidying them up. Don't cut the leaves off just yet. They will die back on their own, but they're still feeding the bulbs. So if you want your display to be twice as good as last year, leave the leaves alone. You can cut the flower stems back and cut the dead heads off, obviously. They're absolutely fine. But if you leave the leaves to it, they'll feed the bulbs up with the potassium feed that you've given them, and the bulbs will grow twice as big, twice as impressive, and you'll have a fantastic display for next year.
Thank you so much for that, Josie. I mean, it is, it's always something in your garden. When you're looking at the daffodils and you think, oh, that does look a little bit tatty.
It's so tempting, isn't it?
You know, it's very tempting to cut it down. But I remember years ago, my granddad used to tie them in a knot.
Yes, they used to be, and plaiting them as well. They used to be quite common, but it looks tidier, yes, but it doesn't benefit because there's only a certain amount of leaf then showing for the sunlight to get in to photosynthesize, and that's all that science. So it looks tidy, it's fine, but you want as much leaf out there to get as much sunlight as it can to really feed that bulb.
So what other things should we be doing in our gardens in May?
Oh, wow. If you've planted any like hardy perennials, anything like that, any seedlings that you've got going in the greenhouse at the moment, you could all start hardening those off. So bring them out in the daytime, get them used to a little bit of a colder temperature than what's in the greenhouse. Bring them back in at night. Do that for a good week to 2 weeks before you want to plant them out. So starting now, really, and towards the middle of May. And then they'll be ready to plant out nice and strong. And they won't get a nasty shock. When you come to plant them out, because that can check their growth and it can like stunt them a little bit as well.
Indeed.
Hardening off is a good idea. Top dressing containers as well. That's a really good one for this time of year, because all the new growth would have started kicking off now. So by removing the top layer of compost around any sort of permanent containers that you've got, refreshing that and giving them a nice little bit of like a granular feed or bloodfish and bone, that side of things, that would just give them a nice little feed, nice little boost, ready for some nice spring vigour.
Thank you, Josie. What are you growing in your garden at the minute? I know that's a big question.
what
things are you planting out at the moment?
At the moment, what have I planted out recently? My garden's fairly sheltered. We do get a bit of frost still, so I'm holding off a little bit on most of my bedding. Some of my vegetables went out this week because that part of my garden is full sun. It's beautiful. And it's quite sheltered as well, so that's really nice. I've planted out my courgette plants, my pumpkins and my spaghetti marrow. They went out this week. I've planted up my summer hanging baskets, or two out of the five I've planted up. I've still got a few to go. So they're hanging up. They're in the greenhouse still a little bit at the moment, but they'll be going out at the end of the week. What else have I had? And some sunflowers went out as well this week.
Oh, wonderful.
So we've had, yeah, it's good, but I'm holding off on a few. I'm just erring on the side of caution. I'm going to start hardening things off, and then towards the end of May, I will start planting things out properly.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Josie. Mm. On social media, you have an awful lot of great, interesting information that could help people that might be a little bit stuck or looking for ideas. Do you want to tell people where they can find that?
Oh, I'd love to. So my Facebook business page, I've got is Green Fingertips. So obviously you can find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as well. My group, which is where I put mainly all of my hints and tips, my how-tos and things like that. So I've got a natural garden coaching group on Facebook. So that's all linked in with my business page. So if you search me on Facebook, you'll find me straight away. I think I'm the only Green Fingertips on there. Then you'll find my group as well. I think you link me as well in the Vectis page as well, don't you?
Yes.
So you'll find me on there as well.
Oh, super.
Lots for you to look at.
Well, I look forward to speaking to you again in June, Josie.
Yes. And then we'll be hopefully in lovely, sunny, hot weather, full summer.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Wouldn't it?
Thank you so much, Josie.
Lovely to speak to you, Kitty.